The race to represent Staten Island in Congress featured a federal indictment, a threat to throw a reporter off a balcony, and a great deal of attention from both national political parties. But at the end of the day, incumbent Republican Michael Grimm held on to his seat, New York City's only Republican congressional seat. He started his victory speech last night at the Staten Island Hilton, thumbing his nose at the pundits and his opponents.
They all had this race in the books already. And then just to be sure, they dumped $5 million on us. $5 million. That's an all-time record for a Staten Island seat.
Joining us now to discuss Grimm's victory and how Republicans fared around the state is WNYC's Bridget Bergen. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning, Sirius.
So the victory party was an unusual capstone to an unusual campaign. Describe the scene last night.
You know, Sotirios, there were some of the traditional election night politics, lots of supporters, but there was also the Newdorp High School Junior ROTC color guard that walked in carrying flags and then led the crowd in the Pledge of Allegiance. And what stood out to me at the end where the last line, "For liberty and justice for all," someone from the crowd shouted, "Born and unborn." And clearly that was a statement, you know, about their politics regarding reproductive rights, and just sort of gave you a flavor for the type of conservatives who were gathered in this room last night. And then Grimm went on to give a very defiant, not exactly conciliatory speech.
The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee sank more than $1 million into this race to oust Grimm and support Dominic Recchio. What went wrong?
People are describing it as a strategic miscalculation. The Recchio campaign and his supporters, you know, they tried to run a traditional Democratic campaign. They talked up jobs and middle class values, but didn't really hit forcefully enough on the issues that matter in that district: transportation, the impact of the mayor's affordable housing plan, and of course, the ongoing rebuilding after Sandy. Many of Grimm's supporters talked about the federal charges that he's facing as a witch hunt and described it as something that had been played up too much by the Recchio campaign. And Recchio, they also discounted how popular Grimm is with those supporters and the well of goodwill he had earned by what he had done for seniors and Sandy victims. And that was all apparent last night.
So Michael Grimm heads back to Washington for another term in January. And then what? Isn't he's still facing a trial?
He is. That trial was pushed back from December to February. He has said throughout the campaign he deserves his day in court. His campaign was talking about the strength of his legal team last night. And they said that they anticipate Grimm would be going back and forth between Washington and federal court to continue to fight on both fronts.
Tell us a little bit more about the results elsewhere in the state. Let's start with other House seats. Republicans were hoping to pick up a few seats in upstate New York. How'd they do?
It's really interesting, Sotirios. The GOP added at least three new seats to their congressional delegation from New York State, picking up a seat in Long Island, the North Country, and near Syracuse. And then there are still two races that are too close to call. In Westchester, the incumbent Democrat, Sean Patrick Maloney, holds a lead of just over 2,700 votes over challenger Nan Hayworth. She's a former congresswoman from that district. And the biggest shocker of the night by far was up near Rochester, where 85-year-old Louise Slaughter, in a bid for her 15th term, has a race that's too close to call. The margin is just 582 votes over the Republican challenger, Mark Essini. That's going to come down to counting absentee and affidavit ballots. And that race really took everyone surprised. No one was expecting that to be a close race.
And briefly to wrap up, on the state level, there was an effort by Mayor de Blasio and others to make the state Senate fully Democratic. How did that fare? And what does it suggest about what legislation will move forward in Albany this term?
Well, in short, not well. Republicans claimed they had won a simple majority control of the Senate last night. They now have 32 seats out of that 63-member body. And for Mayor de Blasio's agenda, that's a challenge. He has made minimum wage, passing the DREAM Act, the Women's Equality Agenda, things that he wanted to do. Those things will be much tougher to accomplish in a Republican-held Senate.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen. Thanks so much, Bridget.
Thank you.
You're listening to WNYC.